We are on Taf
Nun, I believe.
Good evening, Baruch.
No, we're on Nun Zayin.
Nun Zayin of base. Okay, we are at the second from the top line in Nun Zayin of base. It's 114. Yom Tov Shechal Yos Motzoi Shabbos. When Yom Tov comes out of Motzoi Shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yakna. Rabbi Yochanan says, you say Yakna. That's a acronym, obviously. Yain, first wine, Peri Priya Gofen. Then Kiddush, then the Kiddush of Yom Tov. Ner, then you say the Bracha on the candle. Havdolah, then you make the Havdolah itself, which is in fact the way we paskin. This is what we do. Yain, Kiddush, Ner, Havdolah, Yakna. Sukkah of Bisman. And when, of course, there's a Sukkah, when it's a Sukkah, when it's sukkahs and there's a sukkah, and when there's shachianu, then we it's yakna has yain kiddush ner havdolah zman, and the first night of sukkah you also make the sukkah leshiva sukkah prior to making the bracha on shachianu. Rabbi Chanina Amar yakyan hak. Rabbi Chanina says no, it's not yakna, it's yakyan hak. Which is yain, first the wine, then the nair, then morei ha'esh, then havdolah, then kiddush last. Shmuel, now here's a typo in the Yerushalmi, everybody says it's a mistake. Shmuel amar kahad Rabbi Chanina. Shmuel liked that which Rabbi Chanina said. Here it says lo, but most of the acronym, all of them, take out the word lo. It's clearly a mistake. Shmuel said like Rabbi Chanina, Dam Rabbi Acha, B'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Acha said the name Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Melech Yotzei V'Shilton Nichnas. The logic is like this. The king leaves, and the governor comes in. Melavin HaSamach first lets accompany the king out, V'chakach Nisa Shilton, then bring in the governor. So here too, first the king is leaving. Who's the king? Shabbos Kodesh. Who's the governor who's coming in, a lesser degree of sanctity? That's Yontif. So it should be Yanhak, which is Yain Ner Havdalah, which is to accompany the queen, the king out, and only then Kiddush subsequently, which is to accompany the governor in. Okay? So that was Rabbi Chanina's far, and Shmuel, again, according to our amended Yerushalmi, holds of Shmuel as well. Okay? Levi Amar Yan Hak. Now, this is also a typo according to the Gra. The Gra says this should be, Levi said, Nahik. Nahik would be Ner, Havdalah, Yain, Kiddush. Now, that makes a lot of sense if you think about it, because that way the Ner and Havdalah are together, and the Yain and the Kiddush are together. Right? Which is a sensible thing, because the Ner and Havdalah are the Motzoi Shabbos ceremonies, and the Yain and the Kiddush are the entry of Yom Tov ceremonies. So therefore, he would say Nahik. Mistabra de Levi, and what Levi said makes sense, the Gemara says, Omar main stamp, because that way you have the main stamp here means you have both of the things set aside in their two separate groups, right? Main stamp, literally main means like, but here means that it's the two things which are like each other are lumped together. Amar Rabbi Zira said, "Bai kumi Rabbi Yosi." They asked Rabbi Yosi, "Heich uvdin uvda? How do you do it? What do you do on Motzei Shabbos, which is Yom Tov?" Amar Leis, so he said, "Kirav Rabbi Yochanan. I do like Rav Rabbi Yochanan, which is again the way we paskin, which is Yakna, Yain Kiddush Ner Havdolah. So we don't do it together." Well, we do it together. Excuse me. We do it together. We do Yain and Kiddush together. We do Ner and Havdalah together. So we have that advantage of doing it in both groups, but both groups together. However, we do not have the advantage of doing Havdalah before Kiddush, but rather we do Kiddush before Havdalah. Okay? So that we never addressed, and we will never address, why it's better to do Yakna, Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah than Nahik Ner Havdalah Yain Kiddush, but that is in fact the way we do. We first do wine and Kiddush before we do Ner and Havdalah. Okay?
Maybe it's because you want some overlapping of Kedusha.
That would be a nice svara, but the thing is that would not be a good svara in here, because if you overlap the kedushas, then that means that you're doing something which is mutually contradictory, which we're doing. In other words, how could you make kiddush if you haven't yet made avdala? Right? It seems a very strange thing. But you're right, that's what we're doing. That's exactly the point, which is not which we do. Right, so that's really, it's contradictory.
It doesn't always boil down to sort of what the bracha on the wine is, because the chashivas, many factors are important what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're setting the table for everything that happens, even though it's not logical. It really is not logical, because it really should be the havdalah should be first.
Right. Probably the same do that. In other words, we want wine to be first, because wine is what sets the tone for everything. And once the wine goes first, everything else flows from that.
That's right.
Yeah, it has to be as far of that sort, even though the wine doesn't make that explicit. Says Gemara, Karav Rabbi Avo, he was a flexible kind of guy. He always used to do what the minig is. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. Kad hava azul the Rome. When would he go down to the south? Hava avi krabi chanina. Then he would do the krabi chanina. Rabbi Chanina holds yakna. Rabbi Chanina holds yanhak, which is yain ner havdola kiddush. Kad hava nach is the term. When you go north up to Tveria, hava avi krabi yochanan. He would do like krabi yochanan, which is yakna. Yain kiddush ner havdola. He would never argue on anybody in his own place. In other words, that was Derek Harris. Wherever you go, whatever the Rav passed into that location, that's what you do, and that's what he would do. Okay? Says the Gemara, Al Daiti Rabbi Chanina, quite large Rabbi Chanina, Nicha. Everything is good, we understand. However, Kashid Rabbi Yochanan al Rabbi Yochanan. This line is a little bit difficult. It's probably a typo. It should be probably Kasha Al Rabbi Yochanan. The first word Yochanan is extraneous. But the difficulty is on Rabbi Yochanan. We always make the bracha on the ner last, because we're afraid that if we keep it lit for too long, so then, I shouldn't say last, but we always make the bracha on the ner. Just a second, I forgot it was. Just a second. Let me reconstruct this. Kacha Riyachan Rabbi Yochan. Yubashayim was trying to aim a varech on there, shalo yichbeh. The rest of the year, you don't make a brach on the nair, in order that it shouldn't go out. The kohen here mevarech al aner shelo yichabeh. Here he make a bracha on the candle that it shouldn't go out. In other words, there's a difficulty here. If you say what is Rabbi Yochanan Shita? Rabbi Yochanan Shita here is yakna yain kiddush ner avdola. Now yain kiddush ner avdola means we leave ner for later on. We don't make a bracha on the ner immediately. It seems like Rabbi Yochanan Shita the rest of the year was, although it's not explicit in this Gemara, I think it was explicit previously, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that usually you make the bracha on the ner first. Why do you usually make the bracha on the ner first? Because we're afraid that the candle won't stay lit till the end of Avdola. So therefore we always make the bracha on the ner first. Now I don't remember where we saw that. I think we had it Thursday night in one of the previous Gemaras, that there was a shita which holds that Nair comes first. We, of course, don't do that nowadays. But they had a shita which, maybe not, but they had a shita which is that Nair comes first. So if that's the case, why here on Yontif does he leave Yontif, which comes out Motzai Shabbos, why does he leave Nair for later on? In other words, why is he, the whole the year he's afraid maybe the calendar's going to go out. So we hear too, he should be afraid the nail in there, the calendar's going to go out. Hey, he should make the bracha on Nair before the bracha on Kiddush, Nahik, or something like that.
Yeah. They were lighting
Yom Tov candles. It's Gemara's answer.
Says Gemara, Mikavan Shieshlo Yain, and here the grud changes the gears. So Mikavan Shieshlo Seuda. See, he's got a meal to eat. He needs a candle lit all night. By Motzoi Shabbos, he doesn't have to leave the candle lit, so he's got a short candle. He uses a couple of matches, and that's why we're afraid the candle's going to go out. So that's why the rest of the year, Rabbi Yochanan held, the candle goes first in order to make sure you have the candle for when you need it. And that's exactly his answer. We came and Shieshlo Seuda a Nero Kove. Here on Yom Tov, since he has a Seuda, we'll make sure the candle's not going to go out. And he should make a bracha on the candle at the end. Shelo lakor Shabbos ho Shabbos.
Oh, but wait a second. Here it says it's like that every Shabbos. So I must have gotten the question wrong. Just a second. Let me go back to the question again.
Oh, I see. All right. The
Gemara's kasha was that Rabbi Yochanan holds Yakna. Rabbi Yochanan holds Yain Kiddush Ner Avdola. So Rabbi Yochanan, the kash is really only it should have been Yakna Yain Kiddush Ner Avdola. It should be Yanka Yain Ner Kiddush Avdola, right? Which would actually be very similar to what we do the other. Well, it's not very similar, but that scratch that. Delete that last sentence from the record. His kasha is it should be Yanka. In other words, we should make the Nair prior to Kiddush and Avdola, not just prior to Avdola. The order now is Yain Kiddush Nair Avdola. So the order should instead be Yain Nair Kiddush Avdola, in order that we should not have to leave the candle lit for too long, because if you leave the candle lit for too long, it might go out. So it says, well, we're not afraid of that happening. We're not afraid of that happening. Why? Because we know that he has to have a candle lit for the entire night, because he has a suitor coming up. That's why he's making Kiddush now. So therefore, he says it's better to make it Ner Havdalah, which is the order of the rest of the year. Despite the fact that you're going to have the candle lit, Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah, it's going to be lit for a long time, because you light at the beginning and leave it lit through the Kiddush, which is a long bracha, to make the Ner afterwards. That doesn't concern you. You're not afraid. Because it's not going to go out, because you're going to make sure to have it lit the whole evening in order to have a candle during your Suda.
And
so
the rest of the year?
The rest of the year is the same thing. The rest of the year, but the rest of the year you make it right before Avdol as well. In other words, this way, it's parallel to the rest of the year. In other words, the Nair precedes the Havdolah. The rest of the year, the Nair precedes the longest bracha, which is good. And at the same time, it's not right at the end, so therefore it's, well, B is seen, the longest bracha, it's not right at the end, so therefore you're not afraid it's going to go out. Here, it's true, it comes after the long bracha of Kiddush, but it's better this way, since we're sure you're not going to let the candle go out, to do it this way in order that the Nair should be samuch to Avdola the way it is the rest of the year. So since I didn't read it right the first time, let's do it inside again. V'kashi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan, there's a difficulty either from Rabbi Yochanan on Rabbi Yochanan, or there's a difficulty on Rabbi Yochanan with taking out the first Yochanan. By the rest of the year, you don't make a bracha on the Nair after Avdola, but rather before Avdola, in order it shouldn't go out. The Kohen mevarech on Nair Shlo Yichbeh. Here too, you should make a bracha on the Nair before Kiddush, in order that it shouldn't go out during that long bracha. Ma'avei le Rabbi Yochanan. So what's Rabbi Yochanan doing? So says the Gemara, became a Shlo Seuda. Since he's got a meal, ain't no Nair Kohen. He's going to make sure that his candle doesn't go out. And therefore, you should better make a bracha on the wine at the end. Shulakos mana shabbos sabos, in order not to uproot the normal conduct which he conducts himself every Shabbos, which is that Nair comes immediately before Avdola. Okay. Beishamri onu mishnah. Beishamri no lim yadayim. Moshe, you have the place.
Yeah.
Halacha Beis? 114. B'shami no lima da'al chag muskis goes. Now b'shami we're yekus. I know many of you have ever eaten in the Yekus household on Friday night. What did they do by Yekus Friday night?
They wash and then make kiddush.
That's right. They wash and make kiddush and then make motzi. Anybody else ever seen that? Until they do that? Okay, so that's a Yekus minhag. So b'shami ermim no lima liyodayim. First they wash, and then they before you pour the cup, and you make kiddush. They were not yekus. They say they were moizgin in their kais tchila. They would first pour the cup, achakos no liyadayim, and then make the washing afterwards, like most of Am Yisrael does. Matamein the Beishamai. What's the crux of the machlokas here? What's the large Beishamai? So it says Beishamai shlo yitamu mashkin shabachori akos. Miyodav, that the there's halacha by cups, special halacha the Rabbana. We had this in the Bavli a few months ago. It's a complicated halacha, not so complicated, but that you're mashkin in the cup, or I should say the inside of the cup, the handle of the cup, and the cup, it's the outside of the cup, are three separate zones when it comes to tuma. This is all tuma the Rabbana. But if your hands touch liquids and are metame the outside of the cup thereby, the tuma d'rabbanan, the inside of the cup does not become tame, nor does its handle become tame. And if you touch the handle, the outside of the cup does not become tame, and the inside doesn't become tame. If you touch the inside, then the outside doesn't become tame either. Why? Because tumas mashkin, that liquids which you touch are metame the cup, is the din d'rabbanan. Midoraisa, Ochlin and mashkin cannot be metame kelim. Food and beverages cannot be metame vessels. So that my hands can be metame this liquid, and this liquid can go and be metame the vessel, that's only the Rabbanan. So Rabbanan were made a special way of doing this gezeirah in order that we should know it's only the Rabbanan. So now, Beishamai holds, it's not proper, it's not derech eretz for a kos of kiddush. Don't get lost tonight, Yanko. It's not derech eretz. Stay with me. Yeah. It's not derech eretz for a cup of kiddush to become tummy. Even the outside. It's not proper. So therefore, Beishamai says, wash your hands in order to get the tumah d'rabbanan off of hands, because Rabbanan made a special gzera of tumah on hands. It's tami yodayim shni yosein, or shen yil tumah. Wash your hands to get off that tumah in order you should be, should not be matami the kosher bracha. What? Yeah, and you don't make it afterwards. You make it then for the kiddush and for washing.
So the person who's making kiddush washes too?
Yeah.
Oh,
they didn't do that in Tells?
No, everybody else.
Oh, Bayekas, everybody washes before.
And I always thought it was to discourage talking between Kiddush and making a
motzi. No. The question is why, if this is Beishamai, why the Ramah brings it down la'alocha. But this that's not for us to deal with, but there is such a question. That's the logic of Beishamai. Shloitamu mashkin shabach chorei akos miyodav v'yachsu v'yitamus akos. In order that you shouldn't be metame the liquid which falls on the outside of the cup with your hands, and that shouldn't be metame the kos.
Before you make kiddush.
So you wash your hands before kiddush, according to Beishamai.
What if people, Beishamai, they were predominantly studying Torah all the time? Or would they work?
Yeah, sure. Why do you ask?
Because it seems like they're so careful. Maybe their hands really did get,
Oh, no, I don't think that they do that. But they probably held your hands get dirty. Okay. They were talking about for the masses, not for themselves.
Oh, okay.
They were perfect. Mata mayin de Beisilo. What's the logic of Beisilo? The loyal Machre Coast, Maine. They say, the back of the cup is always tummy, and we don't care. Because as long as the inside doesn't get tummy, we don't care about the outside of the cup. Dobrach, another interpretation. No, you only make the Zidayim right before Amotzi. Because the Zidayim is relevant to Amotzi, and therefore it's supposed to be immediately before Amotzi. That's what he said. Rabbi Bivashe, Rabbi Yochan said, Asio de Beis Shamaik, Rabbi Yosiu, the Beis Silkrai Meir. Rabbi Bivan said, name Rabbi Yochanan, that Beis Shamaik is like Rabbi Yosiu, and Beis Silkrai like Meir, and following Mishnah. The Tnina Taman, we learned over there, Rabbi Meir Omer, Liadayim, Tmeos Vitoros, Rabbi Meir, who you just said is going to be like Beis Silkrai, holds that there's a concept of Yadayim being it works both ways. I should say it outside, really, to make it simpler. Works both ways. The hands can be tame from the cup, and the cup can be tame from the hands. In other words, if the cup had tuma, and you came into contact with it using your hands, so then your hands become tame, right? If your hands become tame, we're at tame, and you came into contact with the cup, so then the cup becomes tame, right? So it's a two-way street. Rabbi Yossi Lomran Eliyadayin Tarasvara, Rabbi Yossi said, no, it's a one-way street. The tuma of the cup goes on the hands, but the tuma of the hands doesn't go on the cup, right? So one way, okay, this din to Rabbanan is only the one way din and not a second day. It's a two way din. No, it makes no difference. No, it makes
no
sure. Right, but the whole tuma, oh, you mean because Kli Charis is only Tami Gaba? I'm not sure. I don't remember whether it's Kli Charis or not. But the bottom line here is that since it's only a one way street, according to Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi is, oh, just a second. Ray Mayer says it's a two-way street. No, I got it wrong. I said it over the exact opposite. The opposite. I'm sorry.
Beis Shammai holds
it's two ways. No, Beis Shammai holds it's two ways, and Rabbi Yossi holds it's one way. Now, Rabbi Meir Omer Liadaim Tameos V'Tahoros. That means that, you know, let's see the Pnei Moshe so I don't mess it up. The last line in the first column. Remeir Meliadayim Tameos V'Tahoros Yeshlem Beis HaTzvita. Beis HaTzvita, remember we said the three parts. There's the handle, which is the Beis HaTzvita. There's the Achorei HaKos, which is the outside of the cup. And there's the kos itself, which is the inside of the cup. So the Yadayim Tameos of Torah Station and Beis HaTzvita. The Yadayim Tameos, could the arm run? The Yadayim Tameos means if your hands are tame and you touch one part of the cup, so the other parts are not tame. The Yadayim HaTorah's Keita, can the Farish Hashem, what does it mean Yadayim Tahoros? How you Keita, how does it work? How you other Torahs, if your hands were tore? V'alehem Mashko Tofech, and you had moisture on your hands. V'achori HaKos Tameim, and the back of the cup is tame, what should you do? Och Zo Bebeis Tzvisa So, held it by its handle. And ain't no chosh Hashem and need to move yada about chorei because we're not, you don't have to worry. What?
You hold it where it isn't.
Where it isn't tame, you don't have to be afraid you touch the tame part. Klomar, you don't have to be afraid. Shema nitmu mashkin shal yoda b'achorei akos. You don't have to be afraid that the mashkin, which are on your hand, the beverage on your hand, got tame by the back of the cup. V'irachsu v'yetam v'sedayim, and that therefore those beverages, and that beverage then is matami's hands. Rabbi Yossi said, Lo amron el yadayim tos b'vad. The yodavat ta'oros va'achorei akos tameim, where its hands is tore and the back of the cup is tame, hu t'lo chayshinon. There, we let you touch the handle. Avo b'yodav tameos, but when your hands are tame, chayshinon shema yigav imashkin shabachorei akos. There, when your hands are tame, we're afraid you're going to touch the beverage on the back of the cup, v'yachzu v'yitamus akos, and therefore you're going to make the kos tame as well. So that's bad. In other words, Rabbi Meir says, we don't care whether your hands are tame, your hands are tore, you can touch the handle of the cup, and we're not afraid you're going to come into contact with anything else on the cup. Neither to make a tame, nor to get tame. Rabbi Yossi says, when your hands are tar, then we allow you to touch the handle, and we're not afraid that you're going to touch the back of the cup. However, when your hands are tame, we don't allow you to touch even the handle, because then you might come to touch the cup itself. Okay? So, v'hashto kamar, let's finish the Pnei Moshe. V'hashto kamar shasto. What? Okay, let's say it over again. According to Rabbi Meir, I'm allowed to touch the...
If there was a part that was not tame...
The handle. Okay. I'm allowed to touch the handle, and I'm not afraid I'm going to touch the back of the cup. regardless of whether my hands are tahar and the cup is tummy, or whether my hands are tummy and the cup is tahar. I'm allowed to touch here, and I'm not afraid of touching here. Okay? That's fine. According to Rabbi Yossi, I'm allowed to hold the handle if my hands are tahar. And I'm not afraid that they're going to get tummy by touching the back of the cup, which is tummy. However, if my hands are tummy, I'm not allowed even to hold the handle of the cup. Because then I'm afraid what's going to happen? I'm going to touch the back of the cup inadvertently and be matami the cup itself. Okay? That's the machlokas between Rami and Rabbi Yossi. Can I touch the handle when my hands are tummy, lest I come to be matami the cup itself? Okay?
You're talking about this is the post for making wine, bracha of the wine?
Making kiddush, yeah.
It doesn't have a handle,
is it? What? In the case in Kalim? No, case in Kalim wasn't talking about for kiddush. This is talking about generic, making a cup but trying to diminish tumah. Right, no, it's not talking about for making kiddush. You're right. This is fair, Kaylee. By us, we don't have kiddush. Well, our cup over here in Brachas doesn't have a vessel. Where if it doesn't have a handle, works through it. We're dealing with that case over there and cross referencing the tower case.
Isn't this a gezerah after gezerah?
Yes. Many, many gezerahs are on gezerahs here. Yes. Yeah, it happens. No, it's not a myth. It happens many times in Shas. We call kula chad gezerah. We call one gzera altogether, in other words, one gzera, that there's such a concept as tumah by mashkin. And then all everything else follows. So we don't look at it as a gzera, gzera. Sometimes the shas asks where it's so totally outlandish that it's a kasha. But generally speaking, the shas lets you get away with a gzera, gzera when it can all be included in the same general rubric of tumas mashkin. So now says the Gemara, that's what the Shah is saying here. The ask you how the Beishami the Masnisen. Beishami our Mishnah says the Chai should be Yodan to Meir Shem Yiguba Mashkin Shachore Akos. The Yachsu Yitamas Akos. Maybe you were afraid. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't make this clear enough with Rabbi Yossi. Let me go back a line. When his hands are tummy, we're afraid he'll touch the mashkin here behind the coast. And it's going to then fall to the cup itself. That's really what we're more concerned with. Not the choreo coast. We're afraid if we let you touch the handle, according to Rabbi Yossi, you might touch the back of the cup, and then that might fall into the cup itself. That's really what we're afraid of. So now says the Gemara, Beisil and Beishamai, according to this interpretation, have the same machlokas. Beisil says, just like Reimir says, you can touch the handle. We don't care. We don't think you're going to touch the back of the cup. It doesn't bother us. So too Beisil goes even a step further and says, you can touch the back of the cup. We're not concerned you're going to make the inside of the cup tummy. Whereas Rabbi Meir says, you're not even, Rabbi Yossi says, now if you're not to tell me, not even allowed to touch the handle. Because it might touch the back of the cup, and that might fall into the cup itself. So here too, Beis Shammai, in line with that reasoning, says, don't touch the back of the cup, lest you come to touch the cup, the inside of the cup also. Somehow, or the beverage, which you're touching on the outside, falls into the inside. So now, it's a different lifetime machlokas than the machlokas, the way we understood machlokas at the beginning of the Amud. Again, on Amud, we understood the machlokas was, are we upset at you if you make kiddush with a cup which is tummy on the outside? Or do we let you get away with that? Now we're saying no. According to Beis Shammai, we will not let you make a kiddush with a cup which is tummy on the outside, because the mashkin which are on the outside might go into the inside being matami the inside. That bothers us. The end result might be that the inside becomes tummy. Whereas Beis Hillel is not afraid that that's going to happen. They're not afraid just because you touch the outside. It's too remote to assume something will go into the inside as a result. Okay? Let's see that again in the Pnei Moshe. Finish the Pnei Moshe. That's what it's saying here. The Asiyah, the Beis Shammai, the Masnisen. That which Beis Shammai said in Mishnah says, they are not allowed to make kiddush with your hands. Tomei, the Chai should be a dying mask because they're afraid if your hands are tummy, maybe you'll touch the beverage on the outside, and what it'll do, will make the cup itself tummy, meaning the inside. That's
The Chayish Naimilach is afraid of this. Beisil is not afraid of this. Krabi Mayor, that's a Krabi Mayor. Tafti Adayin, Tameis Lochashin, Hashem Yigul, Shemashkin, Shemachraim. Krabi Mayor, we're not afraid. Maybe you'll touch the beverage on the outside. The Yahshua Thomas is closer to make the cup, Tommy. We're not afraid of that. Okay? Let's see it now back inside the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Bivan, B'Shem Rabbi Yon, said, I said, B'Sham Rabbi Yossi, B'Sil Krab Meir. B'Sham goes like Rabbi Yossi, B'Sil Krab Meir. To the Tina, tell me, let's say, there, Meir, Meir, Liyadayim, Tameyos, V'Toros. You can touch the handle of the cup, whether your hands are tummy or tor, because we're not afraid of a chain reaction, a beverage going from your tummy hands somehow into the cup. And your two B'Sil lets you make Kiddush holding the outside of the cup. Whereas, on the other hand, Rabbi Yossi says, "Lomran Eliyah Daim Toros Bad." You can only touch the handle if your hands are tor, because otherwise we're afraid that you're going to get somehow into the cup with your tomate stuff. So therefore, here too, you're not allowed to coin to Beis Shammai to make kiddush when your hands are tomate, lest the beverage get into the cup.
So what happened?
You see, there's no basic, there's no real problem in terms. I mean, all of our wine is tomate, right?
No, what difference does it make?
It really doesn't make a difference for us now in our day and age. But in those in that day and age, when they were makbin on Tumah Tahara, they was not considered to be proper derech eretz to make kiddush with a cup of tamei wine. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For us, it doesn't make a difference nowadays. Everything we drink is tamei. There's no, it will make no difference. But then there was such a thing, they didn't want to make kiddush with tamei wine. Okay, says the Gemara further.
Okay, I got another question though.
Yeah.
Also, isn't there a proper way of putting the wine in the hand before you make
it? You missed it. You missed it. We had it earlier in the Masechta.
All right.
That's why you have to come every night. Cesar, yeah, the tapes are in the back. Rabbi Yossi said b'shem, Rabbi Shab, sorry, Rabbi Chia said b'shem and Lakish, l'chala. It's a very interesting halacha. It's in the Bavli, but the Yerushalmi argues in the Bavli. For chal, in other words, you want to mix a dough, but you're tamei right now. And if you take off chal when you're tamei, of course you can't give the chal to a kohen to eat. So how far do you have to walk in order to go to a mikveh? In order to make your dough when you're tar? So it's more, and for Antil Sadaim, you want to eat, but you have to wash before you eat. How far do you have to go to find a place to wash? So, you have to go 4 mil, which is approximately 3 miles. Rabbi Avo, b'shem Rabbi Yezi, be Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Avo said name Rabbi Yezi, Rabbi Chanina, hod the dharma lefonav. That's only in front of you. If you're going in that direction, we say wait to eat for another 3-4 mil until you get to somewhere where there's water. Wait to make challah until you go another 4 mil somewhere there's water. However, avulachayrov, to go backwards, ematrichinov, we don't require to do so. And this argues on the Bavli. Because the Bavli holds, backwards you have to go. So how far backwards do you have to go? Anybody remember? What distance?
Half a distance.
No, less.
1 mil.
1 mil. Right, good guess. Backwards, you have to go 1 mil. That's where we paskin, like the Bavli. That forwards, you have to go 4 mil. Backwards, you have to go 1 mil. The Ushami holds, you don't have to go backwards at all. So in other words, if you, and now this comes out very interesting, law according to the Ushami. Let's go further. So the Moshrami Ganos Pradesi Mat Ovilon. People, watchmen, who are watching, gardens or orchards, what's their halacha? Kilif name klachrem, like in front or in back. They're stationary. They're not supposed to move. They're watching. Right? They're supposed to stay in one place. They're not watchmen who go around the city. They're supposed to stay in one place. So what's their halacha? Do we say nonetheless, go 4 mil? Because it's not out of your way. You're just not going that way. Or we say it's like achrim and they don't have to go anywhere. They're just stationary. So nishmina miyado. Let's hear from the following case. Interesting case. Ha'isha yosheves
a woman is allowed to sit the kaita chalosa aruma, and knead her dough, or literally cut off her dough when she's naked. Because she can cover herself. In other words, a woman, if she crouches up, so she can cover her erva, because she can draw her thighs into her stomach and she'll be covered. And she can make a bracha like that. A man can't do that, since the nature of a man's erva is such that it sticks out. So therefore, even if he pulls up his thighs into his stomach, he's not going to be able to cover his erva. So therefore, a man can't make a bracha unless he's wearing underpants. A woman can make a bracha even if she's not wearing panties. Okay? That's the halacha. So says the Gemara, avaloish. Again, a woman can sit and make her challah when she's naked, because she can cover herself, but not a ish, not a man. Now, says the Gemara, look, certainly we'd prefer if the woman got dressed to make a bracha, right? This, okay, it's true, technically speaking, she can cover erva, but is this advisable? Certainly not wonderful. Yet nonetheless, we say she doesn't have to go to her drawers and get out underwear. That means if you're stationary, you don't have to move. You just stay put, right? And you can make a bracha, right? Can you make a bracha like that? This woman's in her house. You don't make her go anywhere. She can just take off her dough naked, stark naked. Just pull up her thighs into her stomach. Here too, we say by people who are stationary, people who are by their nature are watchmen and have to stay where they are, they don't have to go anywhere. They just stay right there and they don't have to wash and they just wrap their hands in a handkerchief and they eat that way. So this would be a very big clue if we pass like the Ushami. We don't. Bipaskin, you have to go a meal in all directions, even backwards. But the Ushami holds that if you're stationary, you know, I don't have any water right there, you don't have to do anything. You can just eat without washing where you are. Okay? Too bad. No, this is a Bavli also. I think it's even a Mishnah. It's certainly a Brisa. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. Okay? What?
Let's say you have an Asheretz,
yeah.
He jumps in the cup.
That's different. The Asheretz is a Tumah D'oraisa. We're not talking about Tumah D'oraisa here. Okay, Rabbanan made it somewhat similar. By regular cup, which is not a kli cheres, if a sheretz jumps in, it doesn't do anything. Only if it touches the side of the keli.
Yeah.
But that, let's not get into that because it'll complicate
it
too much. Yeah. Says one, Tani, we learned, maim shalif ne'amos, on waters which is before eating. Before eating gamot, rishus are optional. Of course, you all know why, because in the old days they had the sodomite soil, which was very dangerous. So therefore, the mayim archonim was mandatory. Ella, however, you wash and you interrupt. Now, interrupt doesn't mean talk here. It threw me off. It means you wash twice. Once, twice. By Mayim Archonim, you don't interrupt. You don't do it twice. It's a very interesting thing. This the source, one of the sources, why we wash twice when we wash. Because it says Noitel Mafsik. Well, some people, it depends. There's some people who only do it sometimes, some people do it all the time. Ashkenazim usually wash twice all the time on each hand, right? You generally wash twice on each hand. So that's Noitel Mafsik. But not by Mayim Archonim, only by Mayim Rishonim. So says the Gemara, Mao Noitel Mafsik. Now, the Ushami itself didn't understand what he was saying. What does it mean, noitel mafsik? It sounds like it means you can noitel and you can talk afterwards. So the Ushami says, no, that's not what it means. Rabbi Yitzhak Amar noitel v'shoinim. It means you wash twice. You wash then you wash again. Rabbi Shur Yitzhak Amar, what?
In those days, did they have a way of flushing
them or did they duck their hands? No, Netilos Yadayim. No, they have to use cups. With cups, sure. They didn't use mikvahs back then. No, it was cups. Rabbi Yaakov bar Ada Amar Noitel V'Shoinah. Rabbi Yaakov bar Ada says you need to wash twice. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Boy Noitel V'Shoinah. You have to wash twice. Once and then again.
Vata Marta Rishus, and you said it's optional. I don't understand how you could have said it's optional before. It's mandatory. You have to watch twice. Rabbi Yaakov, he said, and you should know. I'll reshoin him. This is a, I got it, but it's brought in here anyway. I'll reshoin him Nechel Basar Chazir. It's a famous case of Gemara Chulin, certain guy who owned a restaurant at the time of the Greek persecutions. And for any Jewish person, he would serve kosher. For any trade person, he would serve trade. For any guy, he would serve trade. So once somebody came and a Jewish person ate without washing, so he served them pig. So the guy came afterwards to the restaurant owner and said, how can you give me pig? I'm Jewish. He said, I didn't see you wash. So that was, it's a famous case, Gemara Chulin. And Al Shneim Yotza Isha Mibesa. Amayim Shneim, because the person who washed Mayim Rachonim properly, there was a certain woman who was once divorced. Cases like this, Gemara also brings down this case, or Medrash brings it down, says that there's a certain woman whose husband left her a lot of money as safekeeping. There was a guy who wanted to get the money from the wife. So he saw the husband, who hadn't washed my macaroni that morning, he saw on his fingers what he had eaten for breakfast. He went to the wife and said, your husband told me to give you, told me to tell you to give you the money he has in safekeeping, and the sign that he gave me to tell you is that this is what he had for breakfast. So she gave him the money. So later on, the husband divorced her. And some say, Va'amrilei, some say, V'yeshuvim shenergol of shloshen nefashos. As a result of Mayim Achronim, three people got killed. Now, if it's the same Maisa, I would guess it's the wife, the thief, and the husband. After he killed them, he killed himself. Okay? So in any event, we see that Mayim Rishonim, Mayim Achronim, you have to be very careful. Never can tell when it might lead to murder. Shmuel Solek Legabe Rav. Shmuel went to Rav's house. Chamiya say he saw him, Acha Be'atam, that he was sitting and eating with a handkerchief. Yeah, which looks like he hasn't washed. Amrei Malkane, so he said, what's going on here? What's this? Amar Lee, so he said to me, he said to Shmuel, it's Nisani, I'm a sensitive guy. No, I did wash my hands. I'm doing this besides that. Besides having washed, I'm also wrapping my hands in the handkerchief. But don't think I didn't wash. Rabbi Zira Katzolik, Rabbi Zira, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, Chama, he saw a Kanaya that Kohanim, Achlim Basan, they're eating their truma wrapped with their hands wrapped in a handkerchief. Armelitz, he said, Azila eat the Rabbi Shmuel. No, you should know that that which there was a rumor that Rabbi Shmuel would eat with, so what? He was a sensitive guy, so he figured he didn't have a choice. He didn't want to eat bread without holding on to it to something. Okay, says Gemara, Asa Rabbi Yosi bar Kahana b'shem Shmuel. Rabbi Yosi bar Kahana came and said, "Shmuel, Tias Yadayim L'Chulin. You have to wash your hands for Chulin, but ain't Tias Yadayim L'Truma. You don't have to wash your hands before you Truma." This is a shocking thing, and the Mefarshim go a little bit crazy here. The Svara is the exact opposite. Why should you have to be more Machmiran? Truma, not Chulin. He was saying until night to the dime for Chulin and not for Truma. Oh, that's what I would say. I think it's partial, right? You were going to say the same thing? Yeah, they're more Nizer and Truma. They're more careful, so they don't have to watch. Yeah, I don't know why what's so difficult. Yeah, that could be that's partial, right? That they're more Nizer by Truma, so they didn't have to wash. Rabbi Yosi Omer, which is where we paskin, L'Truma u'L'Chulin, you have to do wash for both. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Chia Barashi, Rabbi Yoina b'shem of Rabbi Chia Barashi, both say b'shem Rav, the Tilsadayim L'Truma ara perek. Tilsadayim for Truma is up to the wrist. U'L'Chulin, Al Kishur, it's both for Chulin, it's up to the knuckles. Now, Gemara Chulin also paskins the same way as this Yerushalmi, but we're Machmir. The Tosfos there said we had a very long Tosfos in the 8th Perek of Chulin, which said, Bizman, I said, we're Machmir. And even for Chulin, we wash up to the wrist. But Meikra Adin, for Chulin, you really only have to wash up to the joints, not up to the, not up to the wrist. It's also up to the wrist, like Trumo. Well, that's like Kiddush Daim Raglaim in the base of Mikdash. But a Kiddush Daim Raglaim value base in Shnoz was even a Shiloh, should be all the way up to the elbow. We're not Machmir like that. Okay, Maisha Bar Bray, the Rabbi Shuba Levi Amar, Maisha Bar, the son of Rabbi Shuba Levi, the grandson of Shuba Levi said, I mean the Hava Ochlim Sabi. When I used to eat with my grandfather, Shimon Levi, and not wash my hands up to the wrist, he wouldn't eat with me even chulin. So this is our source for being machmir even by chulin, to wash up to the perek, wash up to the wrist. Ravuna Mar Einatir Simel Pas Bilvad. Buddha said you only have to wash before you eat bread. Tani Rabbi Yosha said no. We learned Kol Devar Shesh Bo Lichluch Mashke, anything which became moistened by water, you should wash before you eat, which is the way we paskin l'chumra. That's why we do karpas on we do rochtz on Pesach night, because the karpas is going to be dipped in salt water, right? Rabbi Zilmar Afilu Mekatzit Turmusin, even if you're cutting turmusin, which are a certain type of legume, which get moist, when you cut them, have enough of you that you should wash your hands before you cut them, in order that you should not have to not make them tummy because of the moisture. This is a very difficult Yerushalmi. This we don't pass in life. This means that even if you're not eating them yet, just when you're preparing the food, lest you touch the moistened food, you have to wash. We don't paskin like this. We paskin, if you wash apples, you don't have to wash your hands before you wash them. Before you eat them, you have to wash your hands if they're still moist. That's how we paskin.
The object itself loses some of its own.
Only if it's water. They must have some water. Maybe they were watered very well. Maybe so. The Rabbi Yosef Engel has a long explanation of this. So it's possible to say about after they're cooked, and there's water from the pot there. So in which case it would explain that perhaps you are indeed, in fact, immediately to eat them. But generally speaking, you're right. It has to be water, not fruit juices. Fruit juices are not machshir l'kabel tuma. It's only the seven beverages, yad shachat dam, yayin, dam, shemen, cholav, tal, dvash, and mine. Only those, not any others. So yes. Yad Shachat Dam. Okay. So in any event, says the Gemara, Rabbi Rav Amar, just a quick synopsis of this halacha once more. The truth is, we're really supposed to be machmir to wash for fruit which is wet all the time. Any food which is wet. If you dunk cake into coffee, you're supposed to wash before you do that. It doesn't have to be a full washing like for bread, but you're supposed to wash. The thing is that the only time, if you eat cereal though, you don't have to wash. It's dunked. But since the cereal is normally eaten with a spoon, anything which is normally eaten with an implement, you don't have to wash for before. And even if you're not, even if you're picking the little cereal pieces out of the milk with your fingers, you don't have to wash for that. Okay? So anything normally with an implement, you don't have to wash for. Anything normally eaten without an implement, even if you're eating with an implement, you do have to wash for, as long as it's still moist. However, if you washed an apple and then put it back in the fridge and took it out later and was dry now, you don't have to wash for that. Okay? That's a synopsis of Lachos in a nutshell. Okay, says more further. Rav Amar, big kula, and we do paskin like this. Notal Yodav Shachris, if you wash your hands in the morning, Ema Chichlo Ben Abayim, you don't have to wash again the whole day, even up till nightfall. If you had that, the one washing should work the whole day, it works. Rabbi Avino be mafki l'chamre. Rabbi Avino tells donkey drivers, "Hein datu mishkachim mistachu maya." There's no place in those places where you find that you can wash hands. Not to me, they can wash your hands. Umas ne'akol yom, and make a condition that it works for the entire day, and it does. Okay, Rabbi. Right, it works for later on. But the thing is, that would mean even if you washed, made a motzi, benched, but at that your washing should continue, next time you wouldn't have to wash again. Make a motzi again. Once the whole day, but you have to have das to do that. Okay? Says when Rabbi Zira sleep so he got Rabbi Avol Kesari. Rabbi Zira went up to Rabbi Avol to Kesari to Caesarea. Ashkechei, he found him Omar, and he said to him, Omar Azul Mechan. He said to him, let's go eat. So Rabbi Avol was the host. He said to Rabbi Zira, let's go eat. Yoiv Legul the Keta. He gave to Rabbi Zira the bread, the loaf, to make Amotian. Agula is the loaf. The Keta means the one to cut. Amar Le Sabrich. And Rabbi Avot said to Rabbi Zira, make the broche. Amar Le, no. He said, Baal Bais Yodea Kocho Shoki Koro. The Baal Bas knows the strength of his loaf, meaning you're supposed to make the broche, not me. All right. Rabbi Avot made that Amotian. Mandachlun, after he finished eating, Amar Leis, Rabbi Yavoz said to Rabbi Zira, Sabrich, at least bench. Amar Leis said, Chacham Rabbi Rabuna, Rabbi, Rabbi Avo. Did you ever hear Ravuna? Dancha Rabba, who was a great man. You know, of course you did. Vuhu Avo Amar, he used to say, Haposech, you made a moitzi, who are choisem. He is a man, one who benches. So therefore, I got you to make a motzi. You have to bench. Okay? Says more, wait a minute. Mastisa pliga Ravuna. The Bryce argues Ravuna, because what does the Bryce say? The Tani, it says, say in the Tidus Adayim, when you come to wash, ad chamisha maschim el go, if you have less than five people there, who washes first? The most chashim person present. Yaitse mekafta, more than five people present, so it's not a chashim of a thing to wash first. You have a bigger epstick. Right? So what do you do then? Matchilim minakotan. So you let the guys who are the lowest down in the significance wash first. So they have the biggest hefsek. They have to sit down quietly for longer. When you pour wine in the middle of a meal, there's no hefsek. You always pour first for the greatest person who's present. Lachar mazon. After the eating is over, when you come to bench, maschil min avarich, the mevarich starts washing mayim achronim first. Why should he start washing mayim achronim first? Lo shiyaskin atzmo levracha, is it not in order that he should know to prepare himself to lead the zimun, to practice up a little bit? And in temar posechu achoisim, and if you're going to say that the person who made amotzi is the guy who's going to lead benching, why does he need time to prepare? Kfar mesukanu. He already knows that he's the guy who's going to bench. He's the designated bencher. He's the one who made amotzi. He's going to bench. Says the Gemara, I'm a Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, kipot there, say it, say about, be ilain da'ava only kitin, say about like by a chasna, where people come in waves. So there's no, the guy, there's several hamotzis. They don't all make hamotzi together. So therefore, the guy who made hamotzi is not the guy who's going to bench necessarily. Hundreds of people made hamotzi. So in that case, loyalty, mamavarchi, they don't know who's going to bench. In that case, you hear the person's going to bench first in order that he should know to prepare himself. But otherwise, the guy who makes hamotzi is the same guy who benches. Now, lach l'maisa, we pass in this way. We pass in if you have more than five people, then you don't give it first to the guy who's going to make hamotzi or bench. If you have five or less people, then you give the mayim achronim first to the person who's going to bench. If you have more than five, when you get down to five left, technically speaking, if you can arrange it, then it should go number five, zero minus five, should be the guy who's going to bench. Okay? This is a tumantara halacha. Let's use a graphic example. My hands are wet. I wipe them off on this. They're not, but if they were wet, I wipe them off on the kerchief. I can put it on the table. Michal Shulchan. Besomrim no nan on the Shulchan, al Kethis, on the cushion. Okay? Who cares? What's the machlokas? Says Mar Masnisa Bishulchan Shoshais. We're talking about where the table is made out of marble. Can stone be Makabal Tuma? No. Or Vishoprokim. Even if it's made of segments. A Shayna Makabal Tuma can't become Tommy. Ma tamu to Beis Shammai, what should the Beis Shammai? Shlo yitamu mashkin shememapu min hakesis. The cushion can be tamei.
The table can't. If I put if my hands are wet and I wipe them on here, this now has the moisture in it. If I put it down on the cushion, which might be tame, and then I pick it up again, they're going to make my hands tame. I don't want my hands to get tame, so I want to avoid that. Can't. Have receptacles. That's true, but it's possible that then that gets supposed to be tummy. A stone table can never become tummy. So we're talking about even by a stone table, we're talking about a stone table which could not be macabre tumor. Could be a wooden table too, simple wooden table. But by a stone table which could not be macabre tumor, or by a wooden table, you put it down here. Okay? And that's why he said, Shane also shall prokim. Because if a wooden table is made out of prokim, you know what it has then? What does it mean, prokim? Think of your table at home. It's a piece of wood, right? But it probably has leaves, right? What do the leaves have in order to slide in and out? Pegs, right? So it has holes. It has a base keyboard. So therefore, it has to be a simple... It has to be, if it's a marble table, even if it has a base kibble, even if it's also show prokim, it's not makabel tumor. If it's a wooden table, if it's also prokim, then it can be makabel tumor. Okay? So says the Gemara, umatam on the basil. So why does basil say, no, do put the napkin on the chair. They say, l'olam, sofik mashkin l'daim tor. Really, if you have a suffix, whether there's a possibility of the beverage becoming tar or being tar or becoming tame, we're makel. So therefore, if you're not sure if this cushion is tame, so you can be makel. Don't have to worry about it. So keep it. So it's not a problem to keep it on the cushion. You don't know that the cushion's tame, so you don't have to assume that the water in the napkin is going to be tame. So that's okay. Or another interpretation, that he says that the logic of it still is because that there's no halach of tumas yadayim, that your hands are going to be tame when you're eating chulin, only when you're eating truma. So everybody still says better to put it on the cushion on the table, because on the table, it's true, the table might be made out of marble, but you know what else you might have on the table? Food. And food might become tame. If your hands are tame, then you're going to make that beverage tame, and it'll make the food tame. So if the Basil says better to run the risk of putting it on a cushion whose status you do not know, where anyway, A, it's possible that it's tar, which and since it's possible it's tar, so suffake by tumas mashkin your makel. And B, because there's a sheet that holds all together that your hands don't become tummy when you're eating chulin. Then to put it on the table, and maybe it's going to be tummy the chulin on the table, the food on the table. Whereas Beis Shammai says, ki Beis Shammai yeshu dayin l'chulin. Beis Shammai holds, no. If you put it on a tummy kesses, a tummy cushion, it's going to be matami your hands, even if you're eating chulin, and you're going to be tummy the food on the table. Okay? Says the Gemara, Tipater, how does that work though? Gosh, it's how can be matame chulin? It's a technical problem. Your hands are shiny.
That's what the answer is.
There's no shlishi by chulin. Right, there's rishon shiny shlishi l'tumah by truma. There's revi l'tumah by kachim. But there's no shlishi l'tumah by chulin. So how are your hands going to be matame? So you picked up the tame thing from the cushion. But that makes your hands are now shnios l'tumah. How are your hands going to be matame chulin? It's a good kasha, right? So it says, Tipata ikra b'shim ben elazar ok rabbi elazar b'rabbi tzadok. Either like rabbi shim ben elazar ok rabbi elazar b'rabbi tzadok. Rabbi shim ben elazar d'amar. Rabbi shim ben elazar said a cool thing. They gave hands variable tumah. They want to make sure your hands will be matame things. So they said, when you're dealing with truma, your hands are takashnios. You know why? Because shnia makes sheni, makes shlishi by truma. So all we have to do in order to make sure that your hands can be matame something by truma is to say your hands are shnios. But in order to make sure your hands can be matame chulin, what do we have to say?
that vis-a-vis chul in your hands are rishon. So our gzeira by hands is whatever it takes to make a substance tame. That's what we said about your hands. Okay? That's Beis Shammai Sfora Koyt Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shem Ben Elozer. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Tzorok. Oh, we could say Beis Shammai is going to look at Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Tzorok. Was Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Tzorok? Oh, the Tinei, we learned Tamon, we learned over there. Chulin Shenasu al Tar Gabi HaKodesh. In Bavli, it's called Chulin Shenasu al Tar HaKodesh. Chulin, which is made by people who are very, very meticulous and carefully watch the chulin as if it was holy. So by them, Areilu kichulin, Tanakamos, they're like Reilu chulin, there's no shlishi. Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Tzadok argues, Oymer, he says, Harei Eilu kitruma, they're like truma, Litame Shnaiv Litzalecha, they have a shlishi, Lituma, Rishon, Cheney, and Shlishi, which is puzzle, meaning the buck stops there and it doesn't go any further. So therefore, we can be talking about chulin, according to Beis Shammai, and the Yodayim can be shnios, but since it's chulin, shenaz lo taras hakodesh, it's still matami. Okay? Let's just finish the Mishnah. Tamotzini, we learned over there. A chumra beisil and chula beis Shammai, one of the rare cases. Hasoch shemen tor, you put upon yourself oils which are tor. Yeah. Nitma, then you became tummy. The oil became tummy. V'yorad v'tal, you became tummy and the oil became tummy. V'yorad v'tal, you went to the mikveh. Yisharim apol pishem menativ tor, even though the oil is still dripping off of you, you're tor. You're tor and the oil is tor. Everything's tor. Beisomrim tummy. Beisil says the oil retains its tumah. It doesn't become tummy to tor by going to the mikveh. Okay. So, it's a chumra beisila. Oil doesn't become tahor in the mikveh when you toive with it. Vimayo shemen tamei mitchiloso. Now, what oil are we talking about to begin with? You know, if you put oil which is tamei on your, what oil which is on you is going to be metamei you. Beis Shammai, or maybe Shammai says kedei sicha sefer katan. Beis Shammai says the amount of oil which it takes to rub, to smear onto a small limb. Beis Shammai mashke tofeach, it doesn't have to be that much. Even if it's a little bit of moisture, mashke tofeach means you have a little bit of moisture on your skin. That much oil is metamiyu. Rabbi Yudah Omer b'shum beisil, not that little. Has to be topech matpiach. Topech matpiach means that if you touch it, it's moisture. If you touch it, it puts enough moisture on your hand to make something else moist. Topech means it's moist enough to make something which touches it moist. Topech umatpiach means that if I touch it and then put my hand on the Gemara, let's say, it'll make the Gemara. Are moist as well. So you need that much oil in order to make yourself tummy. Mechlep is shitas on the basil. So the kash is like this. The kash is basil's shitas are a conflict. How so? Taman omrin tummy. Over there, basil says tummy.
And over here, v'ach omrin tar. And here they say tar. Now, what do we mean? What's the contradiction? So let's see the Sefer Charedim over here. You take a little Charedim. No, it's very small. Sorry. It's 7 lines to the bottom. 5 lines. 7 lines to the bottom of the Charedim. Not the Pnei Moshe, the Charedim. Kash beisil, mechal pashitas on mechule. Kash beisil, beisil. Can it be a girsa arrive at tamon? This is the way the rival is girsa. Tamon arminon tahar, bekan arminon tamei. The opposite of argamor. There it says tor, and here it says tamei. What does it mean? Le perusho tamon gabi veedios, like his perush over there in edios. It says there. Gabi shemen amru tor, meaning dehecho shamashke tor kshenosin al adam.
You know what? I don't remember exactly what this is, so I'm just going to make it easy on myself and leave for tomorrow night. Late anyway. Okay.
Well, everything about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and a meal. Even things you have to do with Tumah Tara and we find terribly boring. That's life. So we'll come back to the okay tomorrow night. But since it says beginning, we're on schedule to finish next Tuesday night, which is a night early actually, and start pay out next Tuesday night. We'll have a scene in the honor of the occasion.